This is your Northwest Report for Monday, March 6th. I'm David Sparks, and as has been the case so often this year, weather is in the news again. According to the USDA Meteorological Service, sea surface temperatures in parts of the equatorial Pacific are rising fast and are now, in some places, 4 to 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit above normal, which means
perhaps the birth of a strong and early arriving El Nino.
That was agriculture meteorologist Eric Lubehusen, who said that the last El Nino that was that strong was in 2015 going into 2016. Meanwhile, there has been a rapid decline in sea surface temperatures in the northern Pacific.
That is helping to kickstart, if you will, this El Nino signature that we're seeing in the sea surface temperatures.
So what are the implications of an El Nino to the northwest?
It can get you some drier weather across portions of the, heading up into the northwest, as well as some warm weather across the northern tier of the United States, but it far from guarantees it.
Elsewhere, the Los Angeles Times is telling us the Trump administration has just sent its strongest signal yet that it is prepared to buck the international trade order, including confronting the World Trade Organization, to assertively defend the economic interests and sovereignty of the United States. In a mandated annual report to Congress outlining the president's trade agenda, the administration repeated Trump's warnings that the U.S. would take tough measures to combat dumping and other unfair practices by trading partners and ensure a level playing field.
David Sparks.
AgInfo.net.